My mom and I, we drove around last week, and I kind of get this sensing where I'm driving, I'm picking up on things in the spirit. And, you know, there's certain times I've gotten certain things, and but this day when I went out, and I feel it's really unique, is that there was this dullness that's in the spirit. Dullness of hearing, dullness of sight, dullness of heart and mind. So I was expressing that to her, and then we just took authority and spoke. Thus speak that there's sharpness of mind, there's understanding of the word, and that your glory will be known among all peoples, and that they will be able to hear and they'll be able to see and discern the difference between what is of you and what is of the enemy. You know? And so I'm wrestling. So here's where the wrestling comes in. Here's this pressure coming in, coming in, coming in. You feel that. But when you pushing it out with any one of his promises, wouldn't have to, you wouldn't have, Jesus wept. And it's pushed out. See, it doesn't matter. It's what the Holy Spirit spoke. So it gets pressed out. And how you know when to stop, peace manifested here. So now I'm in the presence of his glory and it's radiating. So when I did the IRS thing, I already had peace. I'm not going, wow, wonder if this is going to work. See, that's wondering. He's talking about knowing. Intimate knowledge, intimate experiences in Christ. So it goes from wondering state to a knowing. So with here's the assignment where there's this, there's another scripture. And let me see it on my.
What was the last one?
Oh, that last one, that was in Matthew 4, 12 through 16. So let me express this, that Naphtali language, which is wrestling.
What was the scripture with that,
the Naphtali? Oh, that was in Matthew, it's 15 and 16,
okay.
But it's actually a quotation, I haven't found it because I didn't look at it. It's a quotation out of Isaiah. But Jesus now, because it's happening, he's bringing life to that. And so he's saying, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. So these words gives you some indicators. So when you're spending time in prayer, and this is where it becomes the value, you are entering into a realm where you are going to see victory. Now, here's another word that this Holy Spirit gave me, is that whatever I see around me that is a condition, that's what Romans 12:2 says, that it's not acceptable, it's not good, and it's not perfect. It is a result of something that has not been taken care of in the spirit realm first. And so it's not a condemnation to me, well, Larry, what have you been doing? No, if he were to do the accounting, the charge is we're all in violation of probation. There's no intimate experiences in Christ throughout the land. That word land is what he assigned you. That's why it's important to understand this. It becomes centered on, well, I have his authority and I have his glory and I have the ability and the responsibility to take care of my 2-foot by 2-foot square, and there's intimate experiences taking place there. Well, it's taking place in secret in the prayer closet, but it's pushing out in all the dimensions. So with this kind of language, the Holy Spirit has taken us up to a higher level. And this higher level, I'll give you the verse that he gave me just this last week, because it's like, he had been speaking to me about these kind of words, questions, how Jesus speaks. You know, and he said, and the Father speaking to Ezekiel, and he says, do these dry bones, can these dry bones live? And then he's saying, now you speak to them, awake, you know, awake, come up. But he also said that same kind of question, because it's implied that he's going to activate something in your life when he asks that question. He says, where are we going to get enough food to feed all these? And he knew what he was going to do, and then he speaks, and it multiplied, because his glory is manifested in his words, and it manifested in the fish and the bread. So another question, and this is one of the ones he spoke to me at the beginning of the year, can a nation be born in a day? And it's like, you know, if you dig into that, prophetically it's talking about Israel. But this is a nation. And the land that he's given you are nations. And the scripture says that the kingdom of nations. So now, can the territory domain that he gave me, can it be totally made
full of his glory in a day.
Well, if he's asking the question, he's saying, yeah, I can. I just wanted you to know that. And so when, here's this verse in Job 38. It's kind of exciting. And 38 verses 12 and 13. Here's what it says. Here's the question. Have you commanded the morning since the days began and caused the dawn to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth and the wicked be shaken out of it? Let me say this again because you'll miss this. He says, have you commanded the morning since the days began? In other words, have I spoken, there's no wicked in the land, and I take authority, and whatever it is, I'm pushing until I have peace. And then he's saying that it, and he's talking because what you commanded, that it, and this is what it does, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that's territory, and shake it all out. Well, that's like taking out a rug and putting it over the clothesline and beating it with a broom. You know, get all the dust out of it. And he's saying that's what we have authority in the spiritual realm to take the carpet and beat it and get rid of all the dust out of it. And he's saying that with an authority that is like, it's just there. Now act on it. So when whatever the Holy Spirit is speaking and declaring, now he wants it to take resident. Those is how this word starts to come alive. It starts out in root, and then it produces fruit. Well, it produces fruit because I speak it. So, I mean, that's what I did. It's like I got this dullness in my spirit. That's the pressure I'm feeling. And then it's like, turn it until I'm speaking. So this is me. I totally expect that God is waking up the body of Christ because I totally believe his word. His word says in Habakkuk 2:14, that this knowledge of the glory of the Lord shall be known throughout the whole earth, even as the waters cover the sea. Well, that is a prophetic word, and it will be fulfilled, and I can grab that, because this is what he says in Matthew 13:33. This is how I grab things from the Holy Spirit. He says, the kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed it into a large amount of flour until it transformed into dough. That word take, it's an assertive, aggressively take. So I've got to have this attitude in me that I assertively say, no, this is not acceptable. This is not good. This is not perfect. Therefore, it's not the will of God. So therefore, I have authority to turn it to be until it is the will of God, until it is good, until it is acceptable, until it is perfect. And I press until it's... You had a question?
Yeah. And when it doesn't happen right away, you continue to press.
Yes. Now that's where refinement will tell you this. And knowing this. Watch this. The football team goes out on the field in the first quarter. The other team scored 24 points. Well, let's take our boots off and go back into the locker room. We ain't going to win. Well, that's stupid. They don't even think that. The final whistle hasn't blown, and they just play their hearts out until they win. And of course, there's ways that changes. But within the spirit realm, we have victory in Christ. And it doesn't say once in a while. It says always. And here's the scripture that says always. Says, and those are the kind of words you should be getting, just drinking it in. It says in Psalm 71:8, it says, my mouth is filled with your praise and your glory all day long. So this isn't something that only works on the weekend, 70 degrees and sunny skies on this weekend. It's every day, all day long. So with that, I have asked my friend Dennis to pray with me. And this is what we want to do. I want to be able to pray in such a way that we're going to just listen to the Holy Spirit. Because I believe that the Holy Spirit has words of knowledge to empower you. Okay? I'll read one more verse, and I'll tell you what this empowerment is. We read about the commissioning that's in Matthew 28:28. go into all the world, make disciples. We read about that commissioning that's in Mark. He says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Okay, but we don't read this one, or most time don't pick up on it. It's in John 15. Okay, so John 15, I think it's verse 16. I'll read that. And then what we'll do is we'll just pray. 15, verse 16. This is the language. He says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. And here is the clause that's in the contract that makes it good, the covenant. And that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask in the Father in my name, he may give it you. So he's not talking about, you know, you are moving in this gift of healing and people come into this line, you pray for them, and then next week they come into the line and you pray for them again. He's talking about that it goes from seeing men as trees to now they see, and now they walk, and now they're free, and now there's fruit that's manifesting. And so it's raising the level of what I think and what kind of standard I'm saying is not good, it's not acceptable, perfect. Until it is perfect. He says, be ye perfect even as your heavenly Father is perfect. Well, he's talking about complete and perfecting by making the standard that's how he thinks. He says, take every word captive to make it obey, come into the obedience of Christ. Well, I can't possibly just stream all these thoughts and make them obedient. Here's how I make them obedient. As I come into the condition, wait a sec, this is a job for the glory. I consider this present circumstance not worthy to be compared to the glory that he deposited within me that's about to radiate and be revealed through my spoken words. I speak and I declare. And that's what he's expressing to us, that to take charge over the condition and train our minds, that's not acceptable. And so then that forces me to go into this posture of pressing it back until peace manifests. And when peace manifests, that's part of the language of his glory that's telling me I'm going in the right direction.